Forever thankful for you guys. Love you guys. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate you being partakers of the divine nature. So we look at God's holy word this morning to look at certain things. See here, everybody turn around and look at the back, please. See, that's what I get to see. We'll get it figured out. It's still all good. So much better. I don't know about you, but I go places to worship and they don't have a screen. I miss it. They got two small screens instead of one big one like we have. I miss it. To me, I relish and enjoy being here with you, the way we have things set up and how we have things organized to worship. You also notice when you look back, there's no clock back there. So please don't hold it against me. Yeah, Brother Tom's got his clock, his watch. Let's see what we can do this morning. We already eliminated a song with how things are going. But I look at it this way in my life. We've been hindered not being able to gather for Bible study a couple times a week for over a year now. And staying over for another 5, 10, 15 minutes on our normal service. We should be willing to be partakers in the divine nature of worship as we worship God. Our lesson this morning, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. There's the next question. What do you think about when you think about divine nature? Is that something that's only attainable by the apostles and the prophets and of God himself and of Jesus? But God's holy word tells us here, his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And we've been called and given great and exceedingly great and precious promises that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. Yes, we can be divine. We can be divine in nature. We can be godly. Even as it says here in this passage of Scripture, this is one of my favorite passages. Sorry, brother. DC, this one hits home to him. Can I share that? Because he brought it up this morning because he's nearsighted and blind, and it says short-sighted and blindness, and it reminds him of his struggle in the flesh. But for us, it could remind us that the world wants to tell us, and one of the reasons why I brought this lesson to light, the world wants to tell us that we're all the same. And it doesn't matter who you follow, what you do, what doctrine you're following, we can all just get along. And that's not what God's word says. For years and years, and through the history of mankind, and we look at God's book of love, and he tells us, this is what divine nature is. This is what people of God should act like and do. This is how to have your best life here and now. And you have to start with faith. And then virtue and knowledge. And knowledge, self-control. Self-control, perseverance. Perseverance, godliness. Godliness, brotherly kindness. And brotherly kindness, love. You think of the sequence of those things. And the world wants to put love first. And then you can work on brotherly kindness. You can't love your brother, you know. You can't have brotherly kindness until you love somebody. You can't be like God until you love somebody. But God's word tells us, you know what? Here's some signs of somebody that is a partaker of the divine nature. This is somebody that walks by faith. Somebody that has virtue. Has knowledge of God's holy word. Applies God's holy word. Self-control. and has perseverance, we've got to endure sin and evil and temptations from Satan in our lives and in the world. And then once you're able to do those things and stand on your own to stand in your faith and walk by faith, then you start to see by faith and not by sight. You start to see like God does, godliness. We should want to see things as God wants to see them. Now, you know what? God's ways are not our ways, but we can still have the divine nature. That's, you know, well, gee whiz, can I have the divine nature or not, God? You can look at all those scriptures together. God gives us what's good and profitable and what we can handle. It is written. And as we see through godliness, and we see through the eyes of faith, we're able to forgive people and have brotherly kindness. And we're able to love as Christ loved. We're able to be partakers of the divine nature. Brother DC, you're not alone, because I've been short-sighted in my life. And I've been blind in my life. And there's times in my life I've forgotten that I've been cleansed of my sins and who I committed to and who I need to follow. Try to do it on my own. Try to listen to somebody else other than Jesus. Desires of my heart sometimes steer me away from Jesus. But we need to be even more diligent and not forget that we're cleansed so that we don't stumble. I don't know about you, but having a day go by where you don't have to repent, it's a pretty good day. That's a pretty good day. It's a good day when you went through and said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." It's a good day when we go through life and we have self-control and we use the knowledge of God and we show godliness to other people and brotherly kindness and love. And perseverance, we don't give up. That's a struggle for a lot of Christians, perseverance. They got a faith. They've got virtue. They've got self-control. They're good people, man. They're a good example. And then something happens in their life. Either they fall into temptation or they start thinking on their own without God's word. They forget about the divine nature, who is God. Not man, not science, not engineering, not money, not politics. God is the divine power. And they give up. And you wonder why it's tough to see with the eyes of faith and see like God sees the world. And you wonder why it's hard to have brotherly kindness. And you wonder why it's hard to love. I look around the world sometimes, especially in political seasons, tax season, all the kinds of things that frustrate me in life. I got to walk by faith. I got to be reminded that we are partakers of the divine nature. We are confident, not proud, not haughty, not better than anybody else. We're just obedient. And that's a tough thing to convey. Confidence, obedient confidence, rather than I'm better than you or you're doing this wrong. But if we follow these things as partakers of the divine nature, that helps us. Self-control, perseverance, being godly, brotherly kindness. How can I beat my brother or my neighbor or a stranger over the head, or not love my neighbors myself, and not apply these things to my life, my daily life, my habits, my thoughts, my heart, our daily habits, our daily thoughts, our hearts. Continuing in 2 Peter, it is written, "For this reason I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things. Though you know and are established in the present truth, yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you have always have a reminder of these things after my decease. For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And we heard this voice, which came from heaven, when we were with him on the holy mountain. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in the dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." As back then, people were still struggling with what's God's word, what is divine nature. Same as we do today, we are tempted and drawn away in all kinds of things in our lives, by all kinds of stuff. I think one of the biggest things on our hearts and minds that, folks, is that changes our understanding of God's word in a negative way, and I struggle with this just as much as some of you do, and that is the television. I'm just telling you. Between TV shows and movies, there is so much ungodliness. Folks, we're talking this morning about a computer, garbage in, garbage out. Whatever this thing is programmed to do, that's what you're going to get. And we just looked at being divine nature and having self-control to turn the TV off, to not watch things that are ungodly. There's plenty of things on there that you can watch. A good rule of thumb is, if your grandchildren that are 2 to 6 years old are sitting there with you, would you watch it? And if you wouldn't watch it, guess what? Maybe you should turn it off. Read God's word. Look up God's word online. Go find God's word in video and watch it. There's all kinds of stories of Jesus and the apostles and the prophets. And then compare. I'm not saying it's sinful to have a movie night, brothers and sisters and friends. But you have a Bible study night? Do you have a Jesus night? Do you have a divine nature night? Plead with us to recognize things that change our minds from being in a divine nature to not. To being numb to sin. To having your heart hardened. And not recognize that these things are evil and unhealthy for us spiritually in our lives. I'm just talking about regular stuff, folks. And to be honest with you, if I sit down and watch stuff that's on HBO and Netflix. And I'll go down through all the other ones. I'm just mentioning a couple. And even on the regular channels. There's pornography on regular stuff nowadays. Turn it off. God doesn't want us to see that. Read His holy word. Don't accept it in your heart and mind as the norm and acceptable. We are partakers of a divine nature. God wants us to have self-control, to turn off sin in our lives. See, now I can't. Now I'm going to have to read this from up here. Now I do have to get my glasses. Paul in Acts, and actually, you can see it. You see your picture is better than my picture back there. See, look at that. I can't see the picture back there. Up here, you can a little bit because, and I've got it lightened, and that's just part of trying to figure out. This is Acts 17. Paul stood. What you're seeing is what Areopagus looks like today. Areopagus looks like today. I don't know. I'm going to try this. If something happens, forgive me. Can you guys see how that looks there on the slide? See, you can see it. It's the ruins still there. Of all the things to the gods, still there today, 2,000 years later. Paul stood in the midst of their Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you. God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, 'For we are his offspring.' Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone or something shaped by art and man's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this by all, to all, by raising him from the dead." Two things that brought to light in me and how I found this passage of Scripture is we are the offspring of God, and that the divine nature can't be fit into what we think and what we do and by stuff we can make. And that's what the world wants us to do. This is what heaven's like. This is what afterlife is like. All dogs go to heaven. Even Disney does it with the kids. There may be a dog heaven, folks, but it's not written in here and we don't know about it. There is some black and white. We are the offspring of God if we obey his voice, if we do the things that he wants us to do. Let us be the people of the known God, the true God, partakers of the divine nature. First Corinthians chapter 10, it is written, "Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men. Judge for yourselves what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, though many, are one bread and one body. For we all partake of that one bread. Observe Israel after the flesh. Are not those who eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? What am I saying then? That an idol is anything? Or what is offered to idols is anything? Rather, that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to have fellowship with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of a table of demons. Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than He? All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being." I'm going to... You can look at this passage of Scripture, and as you can see, you cannot partake of the Lord's table and the table of demons. Okay? Whatever you want that table to be. Let's just... You cannot partake of the Lord's TV and the TV of the devil. I'm just going to use the TV because we're talking about that. And I think it's a way that we all struggle with sometimes in our lives. Some of you may not. I grew up with a family next door. My best friend growing up didn't have TV. Didn't have a TV. Now, he came up and watched Speed Racer with me and my brother. He came up and we watched Three Stooges and Tom and Jerry. Okay? That's about the only TV he got. They had a library in their house. They had one room downstairs. Had a ladder with a sliding rack and a whole nine yards. They put it in there when they moved in and redid the house. Had an opportunity to read. Folks, there's just much sinful stuff to read, and there is good stuff too. Okay? Comes back down to self-control. What are you going to partake in? The Lord's table or table of demons? And, as it says, do you want to provoke the Lord to jealousy? Let's remember this. When you turn the TV on and you sit down and watch something, whether it's a show or a movie or a series or whatever you call it to be, you want Jesus to sit there and watch that with you? Turn it off then. Use that as a good determining factor. Are we stronger than He? I can do whatever I want. We're free moral agents. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. Not all things edify. Let no one seek his own, but each one of others will be. Same thing about children sitting next to us. There's been times in my life that Kelly said, I'm not listening to that. I get numb to it. I watch some stuff, and the language is beep, beep, beep. They don't play it, but it's beep, 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 beep. And I mean, she says, do you hear how many times they're beeping that language out? And I'm like, I'm not even paying attention to it. I've become numb to it. It's a series on Drag Race. I've gotten a habit now. I record them. I just fast forward and watch a race. Fast forward and watch a race. Fast forward and watch a race. But Kelly's like, I like to stay here with you, but I don't want to hear that beep, even that beeping. was, you know, to me, I was numb to it. It was offensive to Kelly. There's times when we're watching something, I said, man, I really don't want to watch this, but that's just offensive to me. Guess what? Her, for my sake, she didn't notice it. She was kind of numb to it. We help each other out when it comes to that. You cannot partake of the Lord's table in a table of demons. In Corinthians it is written in the first chapter, for this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. The next couple passages, just talking about being partakers. We talked, lesson title this morning is Partakers of the Divine Nature. Partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Giving all thanks to the Father who has qualified us. We are qualified by the blood of Christ. Forgiveness of sins by Jesus. But what do people that are partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light, what do? They walk worthy of the Lord. They're fruitful. They're doing good works. They increase in the knowledge of God. They're strengthened by His power. And then they have all patience and all long-suffering. And when they have patience and long-suffering, it brings joy. And then they recognize that they are partakers of the divine nature, and they're able to be partakers of the inheritance, reminded that they are, that we are children of God, that we are going to live forever. I got to remind myself, this is temporary. Folks are not, you know, I show that slide. It's a disturbing slide to me, but it's so truthful. One person walking on this side of the fork of the road and millions walking on the other side. Because that's what God's Word says. God loves the whole world. He gave His only begotten Son. But only those people that obey Him, only those that are partakers of the inheritance of the saints of light, are going to live forever with Him. In Hebrews chapter 3 it is written, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and the high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to Him who appointed Him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house. For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony to those things which would be spoken afterward. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence in the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as the day of rebellion. In the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. And continuing with this passage, it is written in Hebrews 3, Beware, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end, while it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in a day of rebellion. I plead with us, we look at this passage, that we recognize things in our lives that harden our hearts, that allow us to think sin is okay, that take away from us being partakers of the divine nature. In closing this morning, remember of some of the key points we've looked at in God's holy word this morning. Partakers of the divine nature. His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. That through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. If you do them, you never will stumble. They're written to stir us up and remind us we are the offspring of God, his divine nature. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and the table of demons. Partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, partakers of the heavenly calling. We have become partakers of Christ. Hear his voice. Please do not harden your hearts as in day of the rebellion. Keep our hearts open, hearing his voice, obeying him, and being those people that are partakers of the divine nature. If you struggle with that, you need prayers of congregation. If you haven't given your life to Jesus and become a partaker of the divine nature, we invite you to do that. Jesus is always ready. His blood is always there to forgive us and to forgive you for anything we do. If you have a need, we offer the invitation now as we stand and sing the selected hymn this morning.